I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. Relations between the United States and Pakistan are not exactly based on trust. The United States did not seek Pakistani permission for the special forces operation that killed Osama bin Laden, and Washington has accused Islamabad of having ties to the extremist Haqqani Network. That's a militant group blamed for several recent anti-American attacks in Afghanistan. And here's one more layer of duplicity. This summer, an Indian-American man named Saeed Gholam Nobifai was charged with working as an agent for Pakistan's intelligence agency, the ISI. Reporter Habiba Noshin with ProPublica has been investigating the case.
It's evening in Fairfax, Virginia. Saeed Gholam Nobifai, a 62-year-old Kashmiri-American, watches while his wife feeds their birds. On the wall of their large home are framed verses of the Quran. Fai has been spending a lot more time at home lately than he's used to. That's because he's under house arrest on a $100,000 bond.
I am allowed to have the visitors, but no one directly or indirectly from any government.
It's quite a change from the past two decades when Fai hosted Beltway Elite at fundraisers for his nonprofit, the Kashmiri American Council. This summer, the FBI arrested Fai, and he remains under house arrest. The feds allege that the main donors for Fai's nonprofit were not some well-meaning idealist, but rather Pakistan's most powerful spy agency, the ISI. Fai refuses to discuss the charges against him, but he maintains that the nonprofit has always worked towards a noble cause.
America has supported Kashmir cause from the very beginning. So we have to remind America its responsibilities and obligations and the moral duty.
The FBI affidavit on the case reads like a detective novel. Fai started the Kashmiri American Council in 1990 and mingled with some of America's top politicians, including former President Bill Clinton. At some point, the FBI got suspicious and for years listened in on Fai's phone calls and monitored his emails. The FBI says donors received tax write-offs for hundreds of thousands of dollars in donations, money which was reimbursed by the ISI.
That would be a form of double dipping.
That's Pablo Eisenberg, an expert on philanthropy and a senior fellow at the Georgetown Public Policy Institute.
If they give, say, to the XYZ charity, and then that money or more money is kicked back to them, either in the United States or overseas, that's illegal.
The FBI's affidavit goes into great detail to explain the complicated money scheme through which it says the nonprofit was being funded. But it's clear that not everything about the case is being made public. Both Fai and the government have asked the courts to keep some things under wraps. A government filing says the case will involve classified national security information. It's hard to imagine Saeed Gholam Nobifai as a spy. He's a small-framed, soft-spoken man with thinning hair. But his story is complicated. As a young man, Fai, who grew up in India, joined a Muslim group that advocated for Kashmir's independence from India. Kashmir has been a disputed territory claimed by both Pakistan and India. When he reached his 30s, he learned that the government in Delhi might be after him for treason. So he disappeared. Speaking in Kashmiri on the phone, Fai's first wife, Peeta Bano, says one day he went off to Saudi Arabia and she never heard from him again. Unknown to her, around the same time he left India in 1980, Saudi Arabia had agreed to pay for Fai's PhD in the United States. In fact, Fai says they even told him which school to go to.
They told me that you should go to Temple University, because one of the giants of Islamic scholarship was there. In fact, two giants.
It was while studying at Temple University, the FBI says that Fai started working for the ISI. And over the years, they say, Fai helped funnel more than $4 million from Pakistan's spy agency to the U.S. to influence America's position on Kashmir. Some of that money, allegedly, was donated to U.S. politicians. The FBI says that after his arrest, Fai admitted that the ISI sent him money for 15 years and directed him to attend certain conferences and even report back on certain people. Phi's lawyer, Huram Wahid, suggests that even if Phi got the money from the ISI, he wasn't getting orders from them.
The fact that he may have received funding that may have come from somebody who works for the ISI does not in and of itself give rise to a conviction on the charge, because his message was always his own message.
And that distinction might be an important one in order for the FBI to prove their case. Charles Swift is a former military defense lawyer now in private practice who's represented high-profile terror defendants. Swift and Phi's supporters wonder if his arrest is a symptom of the deteriorating relationship between the U.S. and Pakistan.
It seems to me to be an extraordinarily ineffective way to discipline ISI, if that's what your real goal is. And so I think it's very concerning if the United States is expressing its deteriorating relationship by prosecuting its own citizens. Dr. Fife is a U.S. citizen.
A Pakistani official in Washington who spoke on the condition of anonymity says the allegations that Phi was working for the ISI are incorrect. Back in his home in Virginia, as Phi waits to see how this chapter of his life plays out, he's now spending his days writing a paper on Kashmir.
It came 54 pages, but I'm trying to shorten it.
Because even he knows that getting anyone to read that many pages about his views on Kashmiri independence would be a hard sell, with or without his newfound notoriety. For The World, I'm Habiba Noshin.
That story was produced in collaboration with ProPublica. You can read more about the case at ProPublica.org.